Seven paper companies are named as responsible parties for discharging PCBs into the Fox River. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says the project will go down as the largest contaminated sediment removal project in the nation's history.
This is the big kahuna right here, the Fox River. This is one of the biggest projects in the country. It's an incredible resource that we're reclaiming.
$100 million has already been spent dredging PCBs out of sites in the Fox Valley area. In May, work will begin on the most highly contaminated spot in the river, Inde Pier. That project will cost between $20 and $30 million. The final price tag is up in the air because the spot contains levels of PCBs that are considered toxic, and the paper companies haven't figured out exactly where those PCBs will go. The two most likely disposal sites are in Michigan and in Illinois. Hassett says he hopes to have that worked out soon, and he says he hopes to hammer out something called a global settlement by next spring. That's when the paper companies will negotiate their final financial responsibilities.
I think everybody is interested in talking about this. These are big companies with many levels of insurance, but they're running businesses. They want certainty as well.
It could be another 15 years before the whole river is cleaned up, but Hassett says once it is, it promises to become a world-class walleye fishery. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.